discussion in English medium. So almost we have 1 hour. So I would like to cordially invite you people and welcome maybe you monks. And we are going to start the discussion, please. Sukhi hontu. Sadhu sadhu anumodami. Anumodit abbang. Khamami khamit abbang. Sukhi hontu. Swapat. So we were discussing about the Parayana Vagga and Suddhattaka Sutta and the Jara Sutta also almost finished. So we are going to start another Sutta. So before going to the text and the conventional topic, I would like to ask whether anyone is having any other topics or suggestions or interview reports. We can take a few minutes in English medium issues.
Avasarai Bante, we have received one Kamathan report. Is it possible to present that?
Yes, please.
Dear Bante, I am 14 years old and have been practicing for 2.5 years. This is my experience. Please advise me. My meditation has been affected by the stress I felt from my exams. As soon as I find peace in the meditation, the awareness of the stress would reappear. I once again meditated and monitored the end of the peace. I found that when I was in a state of nothingness, the mind would feel empty instead of peaceful. I saw that the mind was searching for the stress because it was used to it. The state of nothingness is like a room filled with awareness of awareness. However, the room was now full of the stress. However, I was only overwhelmed by it when it first came, and as I kept watching the stress, I was able to detach myself from it. As I kept watching the stress, it dispersed back into the awareness of stress. Awareness of awareness. Teruvan Sarnai, Hasini. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
I'm very happy that he got a tension. When you are in a tension, the nothingness is having utility value. Relative value, productivity, creativity. Otherwise, nothingness is nihilistic, nothing. But you are releasing from attention, going to nothingness. It's a healing, it's a peace, it's the aesthetic, it's creative, productive. So that is why you must have already prepared nothingness before the tension comes, and after you being familiarized with the nothingness, tension has to come and do a harm, do an impact. Then only again, the day you go to the nothingness, you find how much it was important for my understanding about the nothingness beforehand, and then you come to the tension, you are completely absent of nothingness. But due to your own tactics, your own adversing of the mind, nothingness again come. Oh, it's so creative, it's so productive, it's so aesthetic, so pragmatic, so practical. Otherwise, nothingness by itself is nothing. But nothing is compared with the tension and frustration is more aesthetic than nothingness among day-to-day affairs. So therefore, tension and the frustration is quite making an impact, quite making an hiatus, making a kind of a hard thing that make the nothingness more dramatic, more relative. So therefore, I am very happy that you are sharing, and your wordings and the presentation also very encouraging. You are not depressed, you are not backward, you are not negative, because that you had the nothingness even before the tension, and when you go to the next exam, higher exam, again the nothingness, the tension has happened. Definitely it must come. Nothing you get in without that kind of attention, and then there is no end. As far as you are living, is nothingness and the tension, and in between day-to-day activities. So Krishnamurti, Sigmund Freud used to say, if you do not know how to be with the day-to-day unsatisfactoriness, if you do not know how to tackle day-to-day unsatisfactoriness, you will end up with the trauma in a hysteric level. So when you are changing the nothingness to the tension, you learn how what a nice blessing to be in the day-to-day unsatisfactoriness. It is not unsatisfactoriness. That is the nature. That's the norm. You have to adjust into that. This side you find the tension, and this side you find the nothingness, and you are how do you call it? Balancing, tightrope walking. You are roving. Then you know, as far as you are in the day-to-day unsatisfactoriness, you are a perfect human being. When you go to the tension, you take the nothingness as the compensation. But whenever you are going to do away with, then you go mad. You have to have psychedelic medicine, and you have to suppression, hysteric level, not a normal level. So therefore, understand. The tension and frustration is part and parcel of the day-to-day unsatisfactoriness. You have to be with it. Don't try to do away, but don't try to welcome them also. They come, they are a long way. Your portion, your due course, due proportion will come. Whenever it happens, accept it. Take the nothingness as the healing power. But again, you must understand how to cope up with normal day-to-day unsatisfactoriness. Maybe tension, frustration, or if it is worsened, it will go to the hysteric level of trauma. Then psychiatrist must become. But all the psychiatrists are living in that sphere. Aryans are not. They are moving from the tension to nothingness, and they know the way how to go. So you are also learning. I am very happy at your age how nicely you can present it. Definitely, I know your parents can't do this much. At least this much of writing. Your teachers can't. Because we are beyond the ball. We are in the battlefield. I am very happy. Please share with us each week, please.
Thank you, Bhante Teran sir.
Okay, now, last time we done away with that Jarasutta, and just we reached Jarasutta, and that's also very full of philosophical ideas. Now, Trishamitraya Sutta. So, to start the discussion formal part, I would like to ask Venerable Chandaratana to read it in the Sinhala book. And sometimes our American Bhante, your name, Dhamma?
Vijita
will help us in reading the Venerable Bodhi's translation. So I first invite Venerable Chandaratana, please.
So this is page 258, Tissamitraya Sutta. Methuna maniyuttasa icchayasma tissamitrayo vighatang brumi marisa sutvana tavasasanang viveke sikkhissamase. Shall I read the Sinhala
please?
නිදුකානන් වහන්ස මෙවුන්දම්හි අනුයුක්තයා හට වන උවදුරු මෙයයි වදාළ මැනව. නුඹ වහන්සේගේ අනුශාසනය අසා ත්‍රිවිධ විවේකයෙහි හික්මෙනුවම්හ ආයුෂ්මත් තිශ්‍ය මෛත්‍රේය මෙසේ විචාලෙයි. මේතුන මනියුත්තස්ස මෙත්තෙයාති භගවා. මුස්සතේවාපි සාසනං මිච්ඡාච පටිපජ්ජති. ඒතං තස්මින් අනාරියං. මෙසේ බුදුරජාණන් වහන්සේ වදාළ සේක. මෙත්තෙයෙනි මෙවුන්දම්හි නියුක්තයා හට පරියාප්ති ප්‍රතිපත්ති ශාසනය පිරිහේමයි. හේ වරදවා සසුන් පිළිපදනේද වෙයි. ඔහු කෙරෙහි තෙල මිත්‍යා ප්‍රතිපදා අනාර්ය ධර්මයකි. ඒකෝ පුබ්බේ චරිත්වාන මේතූනං යෝ නිසේවති. යානං හන්තංව තං ලෝකේ හීන මාහු පුතුජ්ජනං. යමෙක් පෙර පැවිද්දෙන් එකලාව ලොව හැසිර පසුකල්හි මෙවුන්දම් සෙවුනේ නම් අදාන්ත හස්ති අශ්වාදී යානයක් සෙයින් ඒ සිවුරලු පුහුදුනා හීනයයි කියත්. යසෝ කිත්තිංච යා පුබ්බේ හායතේවාපි තස්සසා ඒතම්පි දිස්වා සික්හේත මේතූනං විප්පහාතවේ. පෙර මහන බැව්හි ඔහුගේ යම් යසසෙක්ද කීර්තියෙක්ද වී නම් ඒ යසස හා කීර්තිය පිරිහේමයි. මේ යසස් කීර්තිහානිය දැක මෙවුම් දම් දුරලනු සඳහා ත්‍රිවිධ ශික්ෂායෙහි හික්මෙන්නේයි.
The very interesting question Pithita Mittai is asking, and I am sorry that when I am going to talk, it will hurt people, because most of the Sri Lankan powerful people are disrobed people in Sri Lanka now. All the big shots are disrobed. And after disrobing, they get the higher ranks in the departments and the office, because they know the Sasana, they know the lay life and they know how to sneak through. And wherever I go, I search. And ultimately I find he's a disrobe. And the worst is in Burma. Everyone is disrobe. Because they have temporary monkhood. And the Thailand. And they don't care the monkhood or not. I mean, there's no difference, no polarity. In Sri Lanka we have monks are monks, are not. But most of the people... They are, I don't name it because then it appears like a personal hurt. They're doing a good job because they are very well versed in Tripitaka. But they are going to set role models. But the Buddha says they are wrong role models. And he's talking about the ordained monks. He says, try your best not to disrobe, not to seek sensuous pleasure or sexual pleasure. And therefore, each and every monk is in such a struggle to keep the celibacy and to maintain their simple monkhood. So therefore, we lay people must understand it. And because we also be the... So that each and every layperson should know they are exactly same chemical body we also have. We are not born with a different genetic situation and kind of thing. And some people become monks, some people disrobe. And that's a great thing. I mean, any ordain, any sasana, there's such a thing. So Venerable Ampiti Rahul has recently passed away at the age of 106 or so there. And he told, as a candidate, I was associating him to get ordained under him. He was in Peradeniya University. One day he told, I am telling you, Mr., that time I was a layperson, to be a monk, you must be an arahant. Not becoming monk and become arahant. To have a monkhood, you must be an arahant. With so much of rules, we are in an open glass house. People can see. And we have a social life. And we have to set examples. And others, they say we are not associating, we are not following the rules and regulations and restraint. But they are telling us to do and not to do this. Lay people breaking all the rules and they are coming and telling. While we are struggling in the current and swimming from the dry land, they are telling, I know Buddhism, I know Vinaya, Mante, you have to do this, you have to do that. We are in a struggle, we are against the current, and they are in the dry land. Buddha says, Appakate manussesu te janapara gamino atayang itarapaja tirameva anudhavati. Buddha says, very little amount of people cross the other shore. Cross into the other show. Very little. But many claim they are Buddhist and practicing, but they are still on this show. They have not get into water. And they are the people set examples and the rules and the regulations and telling to do this and that. What a joke. Appakate manussesu te janapara gamino atayang itarapaja tirameva anudhavati. They are just swimming like in the dry land and advising the wee people in the life-threatening current to do this and that. They say we are also human, you also human, but we are in the current. Tetako tamma techako samma dakkhate damme dhamma anuvattino te janapara messanti machu deyan suddutaran. Those who knows dhamma and behave according to dhamma, And they are in a such a struggle. They are against the grain. And they cross the Maharaj's realm. But other people claim Buddhist by theory and all the kind of thing. And sometimes the monks, those who are really struggling, feel inferior. Inferior to the people with the sensuous pleasure. You have to plead them. Please, look into our food, look into our robes and kind of thing. Venerable Jnanarama used to say, what we are doing is, you should not wait till we request. You must search and help us. Just like a mother is searching the help and searching a help to your infant. Not only human being, he is claiming the whole Deva realm. You bloody fellows must look into us and support us. Don't wait till we are crying. We are doing such a superhuman, super deva level. Very little people do true type kind of monkhood. Therefore, many monks are below the human lay level. Majority are lay. Politics at their hand, economy is their hand, society also, we are forest monks and we are isolated and we mind our own business. So therefore, unanimously they appoint themselves, vested interest. And then take care about the Buddhism also, the monkhood also, and the forest life also. Such a joke. In a way, it is good. We are not at anyone's view. We are below the carpet. Behind the screen, but we are the only people living on the earth. Others are slaves. Others are just follow suit and do the rat race. They are guinea pigs. We are living. So this is a nice sutta which Dishamitta is asking. So what are the difficulties for those who have celibacy? Difficulties for the celibate life. No one knows it. They are sexual and sensual pleasures, suddenly they can do as you like. And they are looking at us. And see, how is our celibate life? So only the Buddha can give answer and refuge. Well, no one can. Because they can't think about. They can't think about. Not a single religious master prescribed celibacy. Only the Buddha, and monks also, observing that precepts, but they are breaking the rule. Then they fall below the lay people. And they are cheating themselves. We are getting the bad result of that also. Monks are considered as this. And in Sri Lanka, the Prime Minister is being killed by a monk. Shooting. Shot dead. And then all the monks, there was a time, can't get out from the temple. They says, you are a killers. And recently also, monks started politics with the Haggadi as the symbol. And they went there and they defeated mostly. Some people went into the parliament also. So every monk is considered as a parliament member. They says, Haggadi. Now that's also gone now. Because that all the parliamentarian monks, they found it none of their business. I mean, they will talk against me. But the celibate people, they have their timetable, their way, and that also not free of distraction. Not the least frictional path for the monks, those who are observing celibate, they are not enlightened. They have more balancing, more subtle balance than the lay people and the people who do not care about celibacy. So Dishamitta is talking for that. The Buddha is talking about the disrobing. Buddha is talking, disrobing is the only way. So two answers. One thing is temporary monkhood. Other one is monks can marry. Mahayana, these things, they are living the whole thing in the monastery. He's a monk and wife is there. And you can read David Brown, The Family, the novel. And the Pope is having mistress and the three children. And not registered married, but how he's running the family. And how all the dirty games. The book is known as Family. It's a thick book. Everything has been explained. Venerable Dhammika, my teacher, he wrote an essay about the broken Buddha and what is happening in the temples. How they are keeping the relations well, breaking the rules. And he being monk, I don't know, he was a samanera. And I am eagerly asking him, Mante, may I become, may I ordain or not? He says, do meditation up to the point whether you become ordained or not equal, then you are qualified to be a monk. Otherwise, wherever you go, you get trapped. Then I found this place, and by the time when Dhammika was not there, then I wrote to him. He was in Singapore. Bhante, I got a place. I'm going to get ordained. Finished. He told, I don't know any place in Sri Lanka where one can be ordained and be happy. Then he says, I am not teaching meditation now. I am just practicing a little bit of mindfulness and metta. And I know vipassana is leading people mad. His remark. I was in Kuti number 6. I wrote an aerogram, Bhante, you also end up with like Buddha Gosa. You know Buddha Gosa?
A little bit. He wrote commentary.
Yeah, commentary, monk. And you will keep on writing, but you are not live up to that. They are the ones setting the rules for Sri Lankan Buddhism. So he told, you don't know forest life. You have been here for 6 or 7 months, years in Sri Lanka, and gave me the real message of Buddhism also. He in a way hate forest monks. So he don't know these places. Even I was not aware. When I come here, I found not to spoil these places. Keep this open just like as I am coming in. Any person come and do whatever they like. I am not to play hell, but monk life is there. Nisarnavane. So later I again met him. Then he told, there are some improvements in you. Then I told, I am the old same lay person. Nothing improved, because when I come, I was not expecting anything from these places. Never. Then I am the same old person. I am living. But I act in such a way, I am following the code, rules, because I do not wish to violate this place. But before coming, I was so critical about this kind of places. And Tissamitteye is asking, whenever someone is observing celibacy, what a kind of friction life? What a kind of personal, what a kind of private and confidential? But ultimately, it is the common life for the monks. So we can openly discuss, because Tissamitteye is opening the forum. Oh, now Buddha is talking, because it's a more main issue Buddha is talking about, the disrobing monks. So that means that during the time of the Buddha, so much of disrobing would have been. Now we think that we are the only people experiencing it. Buddha was lucky enough. No. When I go to London Buddhist, not London, Thames Buddhist here. So I forcefully went into the chief monk and I gave a massaging. He told, oh, Dhammajiva, don't do it because you are a busy monk and I am not such a virtuous person. You are sitting below and doing. No, one day I am very happy that to give the massage and kind of thing. I know you are coming and helping us. I am very happy you be here. But any monk come onto this place as a Dhammaduta, missionary work, monks, they are telling these monks are bad. They tell these people, we are the only people meditating. So therefore, these places, monks are completely destroying Dhammala. Ultimately, when he goes there, our dayakas are against us. But they can't make hiatus unless otherwise they find underplay us. But you are the only person I saw, you never disturbed us. So we are happy. You see, Dhammajiva, we are ordained monks up to the hairs of a cow. How many hairs for the cow? But ultimately ending up only 2 horns or something like that, all the other hairs will drop. All the disciples are disrobing. So they say this is heartbreaking. After doing all the kind of things, they quit. Can't help, because they are also individuals. So Buddha also would have suffered. The same thing when the Tissamitya come and ask Buddha, says, some people find their own ways, that is the disrobing way. And imagine to add another perspective, present day venerable sisters, Buddhist nuns, they are in utter difficulty. But they can see what is happening in the common other nuns, what they are doing. And there are no good places to go and sit, meditate, no instructions. So they ordained. Before ordination, they were really nice girls. After ordination, completely rotten place. They can't live up to their celibate life. So they have nothing to talk, no one to talk, no counseling. They can't talk with males. No female role models. So they are desperately waiting. So I told, I am sorry, I can't participate in your forum, but I can make an open stage for you to discuss. We female, male monks also in the same. But we are open, we are talking each other. We are in such a fight. If you take the luxurious food, so much of sensuous pleasure. If you go to the town and if you live with the supermarket and kind of this, so much of sensuous pleasure. But no one set an example, don't come to the monks with this sensuous talking and sexual feelings and kind of this. Monks are also in such a struggle. But they, whenever they have sense problem, sexual problem, they go to the monks and keep on talking. Because it's a free service. Counseling. Ultimately, monks are, all the Kammattana Acharya, all the meditation instructions are short-lived, died with heart attacks. They can't express it because everyone come and give their dustbin, dump into the monks. So therefore some people say, don't talk with the people, go to a cave and live with. But that is also not the life. Life must have the fair share, understanding what is happening. So this is a very representative sutta. Tissamitya's main problem is not the celibate life. Bhante, when you are living celibate life, what are the difficulties? You are the master in that also. You are the master. Please let us. Then the Buddha says, people, easy answer, they find they disrobe. Please, please, please. I am not trying to keep you inside. That is the place you have to have your own consent. What your heart is telling. Restrain. Try to be. And at a time you have to not look at that side. And look this way. Appear like reaction. Appear like defeated. What to do? What to do? If you do not have such a hiding place, finished. Crack. So you must have a hiding place. So whenever such a thing happens, go and live with. I mean, you can't do completely away with. You can't live completely in it. So monks are kind of a role models that they are doing. So we have to keep ourselves busy. Whenever necessary, we without announcement, we go and disappear. Whenever necessary, we go to our known places and understand the calamities in the world and the uneven, unfair situation and understand, lucky enough, we are not smeared with that. Our sisters, brothers, friends and everything is in it and they are utterly grabbed, hold. But we are lucky enough. But whenever our situation is unbearable, we must quit. Just like a turtle, tug in the limbs and hibernate. So he is taking the shell with all the difficulties. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Protected. So his protection is more than food.
Yes.
More than food. And I saw in YouTube a crocodile. Iguana kela kiyanne talagoya ne or kiyanne me gators alligator he's swallowing the turtle. halfway swollen, mouth and everything, but the turtle is inside waiting. It's a wrong prey. And another place, a serpent is crept into the shell through the leg hole. What a kind of a game. So one day, a crocodile, no, a peacock living in a temple, put into a cage and is so angry. Going up and down in the cage, and he says, what the hell, I am the most beautiful person on the earth and I am being caged and all the kind of things. He is cursing. And the same gardener, crocodile also there. He goes, why are you in attention? And you see what the hell that I am put in. He says, I am in outside, but still I am in hell because I am my shell. I am Michelle. Because I am bounded. You are inside the cage. But this is the karmic force. Swimali Karnaradna is writing an essay, karmic bound. So you see the turtle, you can't move. And you're cold climate, sometimes 6 months hibernate. And soon the worm happen, it go and eat and then copulate each other. Because within that short period, they have to produce the second generation. And again, go and hibernate. You see the protection, natural protection. And most longest living animal is the turtle. Galapagos Island, there's a huge turtle. The first time that Charles Darwin saw it, it was a turning point for his the evolution theory. Most longest living. And they have been trapped in a forest, in a cave for 20 years. And one person also trapped in the same. And what the turtle is doing? Little breathing only. Action all completely so calm down, just waiting. The person also learned the same. He started using the urine, his self-urine, and no action, just wait. And one day another thing happened, both come out from the cave, hibernation. So the monk, when he is going there, his robe is like the turtle shell. Whenever something happens, you disrobe. You not disrobing, you are hiding inside the robe. And your paraphernalia, everything is just to hide. And the solitude place, Patisallana is a term, is another name to hiding place. Patisallana vuttito, sayana samyam patisallana vuttito, yena bhagava, yena kasapo, yena pathankami. So he has have a hiding place. That is to, whenever the sensuous pleasure and the tension comes too much, hide himself. But the family life, no hiding place. So they don't have personal time. They have to have private and confidential life, and ultimately that become not a common thing to discuss. But we are in our life, we have apati desana, we have pavarana, we have discussions and we are sharing. But we never thought till Mittisamitte is asking from the Buddha, Bhante, what is the bani or difficulties of a celibate people? And the Buddha says, don't disrobe. Anything you have to add from the English translation?
I don't know.
The sutta. Give the book and he will select it for you. Next to the Jara Sutta, Tissametteya Sutta. The paper is there, paper mark, bookmark.
Yeah. For one who indulges in sexual intercourse, said the Venerable Tissametteya, tell me, dear sir, of the distress. Having heard your teaching, we will train in seclusion. When one indulges in sexual intercourse, Metteya, the Blessed One said, even the teaching itself is forgotten, and the practices wrongly, and he practices wrongly. This is ignoble in him.
No, it is asking for a celibate person or uncelibate person. Secularly indulgent people or unindulgent people.
While being in the monkhood, if one is doing the sexual intercourse and then maybe he disrobed and continuing it, something like that, such a question he's asking.
You read again the same thing, please.
For one who indulges in sexual intercourse, said the Venerable Tisa Maitreya, tell me, dear sir, of the distress. Having heard your teaching, we will train in seclusion. When one indulges,
monks indulging sexual intercourse. Monks indulging sensuous pleasure. Yes. What will happen? That is a question. Not for the every person. This is for the monks, those who are violating the rules.
And then the next verses actually evolve like then he has disrobed and now he is getting to the lay life, but he's deteriorating.
So it's a nice question, relevant, relevant question to the present context. And we being monks and really open discussion with the lay people, Tisa Maitreya and the Buddha is representing us. Buddha's answer?
You can
the answer of the Buddha?
When one indulges in sexual intercourse, Maitreya, the Blessed One, said, even the teaching itself is forgotten, and he practices wrongly. This is ignoble in him.
So as bhikkhus, when they are doing sexual intercourse or sensuous pleasure, they are foregoing the teaching, and their life is not noble. Ignoble. Not that arahanthood they are talking. Livelihood. Their livelihood, they are setting a bad example for them, for the present moment, and the society at large, and the life as a one source, one system, setting a wrong in this thing. But that is being completely forgotten present day Buddhism. Your the robe and the bald head is enough, not your behavior. But Upanishadu take the responsibility. He says, how difficult being a chemical person, not to have sensuous pleasure and sexual intercourse, only if you are mindful, if your thought moment of mindfulness increasing, you have an answer. It's not the total answer. You know the end of the tunnel. But the day by day your thought, continuation of mindfulness is not increasing, definitely you are ignoble. You are going to drop down. Because the sexual sensuous pleasure is just away from one fingertip away, it is there, waiting. All your liking and disliking, your relatives, your good things and earned things, everything is sensuous pleasure. Immediately change into the sexual pleasure. So, what your achievement is a sensuous pleasure and sexual pleasure, your failure is the celibate life, Buddha's teaching. So, you have to cope up with this, the mishaps. Or misfortune as if from the social point of view, and still you are living with, so it is noble life. But people says, why should you take so much of worries? Why don't you have a sensuous pleasure? So that is what you call the Western thinking, and that is what you call the European, the hidden curriculum. That is what they are telling. So they make everything entertainment. Innocent entertainment, but they end up with sensuous pleasure, end up with sexual pleasure. Everything they put into the entertainment. But the Eastern culture, no. These things are something taboo, not to touch with. But the Western says, no, if it is so, it will be a psychological problem. Please crack open. So now we are in a society and the culture and the language, both the parties are now come close. Are we going to have enough sensuous pleasure or destroy the climate? Global warming, or restrain and have moral responsibility, moral shame and the moral fear, and not to consumerize, but to say enough. Who is controlling you? Moral shame and the moral fear. It is called Deva Dhamma, Lokapalaka Dhamma, Sukha Dhamma. They are controlling powers. But the Western culture and the science and the mass production sarcastic about the moral shame and the moral fear. So younger generation is pathetically lost. And one generation, their parents also pathetically lost. when two generations away, there had been kind of a equilibrium, or not the equilibrium, some kind of a turning point. But now again it has to come back, to come to the moral shame and the moral fear. And so mindfulness is having such a role, knowing whether we are open to the sensuous and sexual pressure or we are restrained. But we can't say we have to say me. You have to take care about yourself. Teacher can't control you. So likewise, and the Nikaya can't control you. So you have to understand, therefore this Parayana Bhagga always tapping on your heart. You guy, take care. Don't follow. Everyone is setting a role model. If you are copy, you will fail the exam. If you are not copying and if you are telling what you are telling, may or may not be. But if you are copying, utterly wrong. Any set formula, any set rule is wrong. The world is changing. So how can set rules can fit? Only what we can do is evolve with the situation. Can we or is it my responsibility? Whenever it comes to my responsibilities, people say you are very selfish. You are not talking about the other deprived people. But how can I take deprived people? I am also a deprived person. I myself, with compared to the sensuous pleasure and the sexual pleasure. So only I found a way to talk with others, share with others. I am also in just a balancing. I am not a teacher. I am also a disciple. And we are both the same, so shall we share without be a teacher, without be a disciple, share? Because it's a human question, not the God's question. It is not the it's an artificial intelligence question, answer. No, it's a you and me, here and now question and answer. So kind of an opening, so we can go to the next.
Eko pubbe charitvana metunang yo nisevati. යානං හන්තංව තං ලෝකේ හීන මාහු පුතුජ්ජනං යමෙක් පෙර පැවිද්දෙන් එකලාව ලොව හැසිර පසුකල්හි මෙවුන්දම් සෙවුනේ නම් අදාන්ත හස්ති අස්වාදී යානයකින් සෙයින් ඒ සිවුරලු පුහුදුනා හීනයයි කියත්
යෝනි සේවේති කියලා ඔන්න වචනේ හරියටම තියෙනවා
යෝනි සේවේති
යෝනි
නෝ යෝ මේතුණං යෝ නිසේවති
නිසේවති මන්නම් කියවන්නේ යෝනි සේවති යෝනි සේවති කියන එකයි දෙකම එකක් එතකොට යෝනිසෝ මනසිකාර කියන එක ඔන්න තේරෙනවා මේ මට ඒක ඇහුනේත් ඒ විදිහටම මොකද මං ආන්නේ මේ පැත්තෙන් හින්දා yes you can read the english translation then we can say how much chandratne is mispronouncing it or how much I am mislistening
one who previously lived alone but then resorts to sexual intercourse is like a vehicle that has gone astray. In the world, they call him a low worldling.
Yeah, that means he's directly going to the sexual intercourse. Nisevati. Disrobing is a social action. By sexual intercourse, he is not more a monk. That's it. That's the first parajika. But there are no patantara. Patantara, if it is there, down there, footnotes are there. But nishevati, sevati, nishevati. Nishevati can vaki vitra kyan bhaen? Yo.
Metunam yo nishevati.
Metuni hasire no. Eka yo nishevati ke neka, yo nishevati deka meka nisi. Abhe toko di istiri avakar kyevin, ne purushi kuri trai kyevin. Whatever may be, it's so simple. Yeah, so simple. It's people say the propagation and growth is based upon the intercourse. So the Buddha is ultimately touching that point. Third precepts, kamesu micchachara, not to have. And the celibacy is still further. So don't think about the celibate of whole life. Don't think about the celibate of whole year, whole month. Whole day, one thought moment, we are always better off. If we have at all, we are, intercourse, what a simple, small number of thought moments. It will completely make you ignoble. So therefore, each and every thought moment you have, you are mindful. my solitude, live in a forest and say under a tree or solitude place. So that itself is such a war is won already. Each and every moment, but no one is appreciating it. This is, I don't get samadhi, I don't get mindfulness, I don't get dhyana, I don't get vipassana jnana. So he don't know what a thing in the human world or animal world, one person is not with the sexual intercourse and he knows and he appreciates this is the what a noble life. Even the people with the sexual intercourse, misbehavior, majority of the day they are not. But they are worrying for that wrong thought moment. Whole life, at the end of the thing, they go to hell. But within the life, after intercourse, if we come and understand the mindfulness, and try to dwell in mindfulness more, and understand, hey, I am, as far as I am with mindfulness, I am liberated, then he can declare before the death, I am not. I found the answer, not the derouting the path. Go in there and understand it. So that we must tell in our Dhamma talks. Don't worry about the whole life. Live one day. Live 1 hour. Live 1 walking hour. So each and every walking hour is, we are already won. No one knows. No one knows. Because we are enlightened, we don't know. Yeah, because it's such a great thing. No one can tell. Even the only Buddha can tell. Other teachers don't tell. Even the Buddha had the sex life before the enlightenment. No problem. He analyzed it and say, so whenever you are away, please appreciate it and talk about that and talk openly. And say, sometimes I am also falling into that, therefore I am not claiming as a monk. But I appreciate wherever I am not doing it. I am happy to share with you wherever I am not indulging the sexual or sensuous pleasure. So, Sigmund Freud reduced it to the sexual pleasure. Buddha is little expanded, he says sensuous pleasure. And Satta Maituna Dhamma, he says how sensuous pleasure is leading to sexual pleasure. But the decent society, sensuous pleasure appreciated, sexual pleasure is considered as a wrong. They have parties, nightclubs, and it's legal. And if someone is sexually intercourse, oh, so much of a case. So it is a law, it's a rule. So therefore, the animals, they don't have. And the aboriginals, they don't have it because they don't have a rule. They don't have marriages, so there is no divorces. But the Buddha is so, so refined. Once you become monk or nun, declared celibacy. Godwin used to say, we are registered bachelors. We're registered bachelors. We are not registered married people. We are registered by... He go to the Deepal Surarachi's house. Very happily life, young married. He says, oh, what a wonderful life you're having. Life, I have an example of like, simplified life. You are a corporate life. I am happy to tell you I am a registered bachelor. I am a good friend. So that is also some kind of this. Therefore, reduce into thought moment and see how many thought moments per day we are not indulging. We are being the first and the left, right, left leg, right leg, in breath, out breath, but we don't appreciate it. The day you appreciate it, you can appreciate many people. Even the utterly sexually addicted people, majority of the thought moments, they are not. Buddha says in the Sankadama Sutta. Sankadama Sutta, a special sutta, what you do wrong and worrying, you are definitely destined to hell. But you, without worrying, if you do a remedy, most of the time I am not. And at that time, be mindful about that I am not. You can refine in this life, and such a revolutionary, and when Jnananda gave a talk about that, and that is the way Buddha taking the positive side and hiatus and the catalyzing it. Good side and the wrong side, he says, can't help. We have to be sympathizing that situation. Try to recover yourself. Don't hide. Sasana is there. Expose and do. So it's time up for the days, this thing. So that means we have completed 3 stanzas. Thank you very much, Oda Chisamitya Bhikkhu, asking that kind of a odd question. Okay. Sukhi hantu kamami kamitabbang.